Hi, this is Dr. Kripalu, and I'm talking about the definition of what high blood pressure or hypertension, as they call it in medical terms, is. So the best way to explain what a normal blood pressure is, there may be ranges, there may be a lot of medical literature talking about what range we should look at and everything. But my best explanation and in my experience is a normal blood pressure is the pressure at which a human being can function at his or her optimal state without any symptoms. So what does that mean? That means that it is individual how the blood pressures run. For example, an athlete who runs a lot, who is swimming and you know, extremely active, their blood pressure can be as low as 90 or 60, you know, which seems like a very low blood pressure, and you would think that somebody would pass out and can't function at it. At the same time, if somebody is moderately active, their blood pressure can be in the range of 110 over 70. Then if somebody is sedentary, they can go up to 130 over 80. So it's really... it's very difficult to kind of make a, you know, like a blanket statement that this is the normal blood pressure and over that everything is, you know, abnormal. Of course, for, you know, treatment purposes, one has to have a range over which a certain person needs to be treated. So, and that usually is 140, which is the systolic, which is the top number of blood pressure, and the diastolic is 90. However, there's a lot of literature to say that, you know, to prevent strokes, which is the immediate complication of blood pressure, and then the long-term complication, which is a complication on every organ in the system, you know, organ system in the body, to prevent that, we want to have the, you know, people, you know, when you measure the blood pressures, as low as they can handle it. So there is no specific way of saying that if they are at 130 over 80, it's fine. And, you know, so even if they go up to 110 over 70, sometimes patients come to me and they're scared and they say, oh, am I over-medicated? But then the next question is, how are you feeling with that blood pressure? If you're feeling good, if you're feeling energetic, you're not tired, you're not dizzy, or you're not having any fainting spells, then that's the blood pressure your body likes, your body is comfortable with. So that is how I can explain normal blood pressure versus, you know, high blood pressure. And that's usually the best way I have seen. So it is kind of very individual. So it has to be tailored accordingly.